A frustrating afternoon for the Broncos here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High as they lose their first game of the season, 23-16 to Atlanta. It was Paxton Lynch's first start, Matt. It never seemed like the offense really got into a rhythm.
From the start, I mean, you think about the Broncos really wanted to establish the run early on in that game. They couldn't do it. That had forced Paxton to a couple of different difficult spots, I should say. I think that inability to establish a rhythm set the tone for the rest of the game. I think it was just they came out of halftime looking to throw the ball deep. Paxton gets intercepted. So it was a tough first start for the young quarterback. But you have to remember, this guy's a rookie. He's going to go through some growing pains. While Paxton had a tough day, I think he showed a lot of positive signs. I think the mobility was a huge benefit for him. So I think there were some pluses, there were some minuses, but obviously a tough one for him.
I'm upset, obviously, because we lost. But, you know, I'm kind of happy that I got the first one under my belt, you know, my first start with these guys and have a chance to play with them. So if I get put into that situation again, you know, I know how to handle it a little bit better.
You know, it's not the type of game you want to put him in. We battled. We just didn't play very good. And you got to give Atlanta credit. They came into our place, played with a lot of poise, made a lot of big plays against us, and did a great job, you know, once they got us down. So give them credit. They're a really good football team.
Obviously a lot to take away for him. It seemed like he was always in third in really long situations. Could never really get a long drive going. Some costly penalties that also hurt the Broncos. Then on the defensive side of the ball, the Falcons really schemed well and found some holes for their running backs.
Yeah, we heard guys like Shane Ray, Todd Davis say it wasn't so much the personnel groupings, but it was more of the scheme. Those running backs coming out of the backfield, Coleman and Freeman both, were found wide open on wheel routes out of the backfield, down the sideline for the Falcons, and that gave the Broncos some trouble, the Broncos linebackers specifically.
In some instances, you know, he ran 4-3, so he's a fast back. He's not a normal back we see every week, but it definitely has some difficulties. You just got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to make sure you have the right technique. And when he creates separation, you just got to run, I guess.
They game plan well. They know we play man cover, so, you know, they did a lot of different things to get one-on-ones with our linebackers, and you know, they was able to come out on top a little bit. So we got to correct that and see what we can do to shut that down, because now teams are going to definitely try that. You know, this is a copycat league.
Would I like to win that game? You know, yes. Would I like to go, you know, undefeated every season? You know, yes. You know, the odds of doing that are pretty tough. And, you know, we lost a game like this last year to Indy, you know, around the same time. So, you know, this team, we got a resilient team. We got a great character in the locker room. We'll be able to bounce back. I feel comfortable with our chances.
Quick turnaround for the Broncos now as they head out to San Diego on Thursday.
We talked to all the guys in the locker room afterwards, and they said this locker room is built for those kinds of quick turnarounds. A lot of veteran leadership, a lot of veteran experience to not only get past a loss, but also to get your body right so that you are ready and are available for a Thursday night game. I think it's going to be a tough test. I think it's going to be a tough physical battle, coming off an already physical battle here. So I think there's a lot that the Broncos need to work on. But like I said, I think they are experienced. I think the veterans will get the young guys ready, and I think they'll be ready going in to San Diego on Thursday night.
The loss to the Falcons drops the Broncos from the ranks of the unbeaten Minnesota Vikings, only unbeaten team left in the NFL. The loss also snaps a 10-game winning streak against NFC opponents here, so the Broncos now turn their sights toward the San Diego Chargers. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.